This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-578-0092. So we look in the rearview mirror, we talk about the Bengals, and we look ahead to Washington's football team, and one of the best people in town to help us with that is Mary Kate Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
We're doing good. We're doing good. All right, Mary Kay, on the scales of justice between Baltimore and Cincinnati, are they even? Where are they right now with your feelings on this team and the two different sides of this team that we've seen over week one and week two?
You know, right now, I believe it's probably somewhere in between. I don't think we should have overreacted to the loss in Baltimore. We probably shouldn't overreact to the great victory over the Bengals. I mean, it was a good win. They really needed a confidence boost. They needed to kind of beat up on somebody a little bit. But still, there's plenty of work to be done, and I think that you'll find that it was the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Mary Kay, how close are these guys on defense to coming back, and what kind of an impact do you think they'll have, the young guys in particular, Greedy, Kevin Johnson, and, of course, Mac Wilson?
I think they can have a significant impact on the game because these guys got really far, far into their depth, especially when you look at the secondary. I mean, they were down to Tyrier Thomas at nickelback. That's a very important position, especially when you're dealing with somebody that's going to throw the ball 61 times in a game, and you've got to have him out there a lot, and you've got some really good receivers that you have to deal with. That's kind of tough. He had never really played a whole bunch of defense like that before, but when you're without Kevin Johnson and MJ Stewart, who's still kind of working his way back from a hamstring injury, that's what you have to deal with. I think it will help tremendously. You know, I think that it's great that Terrence Mitchell played so well in Greedy's spot. They don't have to rush Greedy back. They can see how he does this week. If he's ready to go, they can play him. If not, then, you know, give it another week. Kevin Johnson, he seems pretty ready to go. So I would expect to see him out there. And then Mac Wilson, I think he had a knee brace on when we were out there yesterday, but it seems like he might be ready to get out there and do a little bit of something.
So, Mary Kay, I mean, just can you put in perspective, I mean, how much of an upgrade to the defense if these guys are all back this weekend? How much should we expect? Should we expect this team not to give up 30 points again?
I think it will help. I mean, it's not like they're getting three Pro Bowl players back. So, you know, I don't think we can overestimate it. It's not like Geno Atkins returning for the Bengals or something like that. But it's definitely – you know, guys that were supposed to start for your football team, therefore that makes them better than the guys that played when they weren't in there. So I think it will help. I don't know that it will, you know, turn the tide in the AFC North, but I think that the defense will be better.
Mary Kay, what's impressed you most so far about Kevin Stefanski and this coaching staff?
Well, you know, the thing that's impressed me the most is just holding it all together through the craziness, really. And I think they, you know, they've continued to do that, to be able to take a football team that just gets beat up in Baltimore and to pull it together enough for them to go out and have that kind of performance against the Bengals only 4 days later when so many defensive starters were out of that football game. I thought that was pretty remarkable. You know, you really need to keep them focused. You need to help them put the blinders on. And, you know, just set that first one aside and move forward. And I thought they did a great job with that.
Mary Kay, your thoughts on Baker Mayfield, where we are right now? Because, you know, it's so funny. This town just kind of flips on a dime. And, you know, the dime seems to be heads up right now for Baker Mayfield. So your thoughts on Baker through two games and that relationship with Odell, too. I think that's important.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think Baker Mayfield is going to get better each week in the new offense. I think sometimes we, you know, just take it for granted that you can just throw a guy into a new system, new terminology, new personnel, new footwork, and they're just supposed to look like they've been doing it for the last 5 years. So I think, you know, a little patience is in order with how this whole offense is going to come together. But, I just don't think that should come as a surprise to anyone. We all knew that these first few games, they were going to be figuring each other out, the coaching staff. They were going to be figuring out their personnel. They didn't even know yet heading in, you know, how do we really want to use Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb together? You know, how do we want to divide up, you know, the carries, the receptions, and all those kinds of things? It's a work in progress, and they are all still learning each other. As far as Baker is concerned, you know, I think he's coming along. I think he looks so much more confident when the run game is up and running and cranking out yards like that. I think he seems better when the play action is in play. I just think that he needed some confidence, and I think he got it this past game.
Do you like that balance between Chubb and Hunt, Mary Kay?
Yes, I do. I think that you need to run both of those guys, and I like the fact, and I even asked Kevin Stefanski this yesterday, how do you enjoy hearing Nick Chubb say, I wish Kareem Hunt would get more carries early on in the game?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
a good question.
That's pretty remarkable for them to have that feeling about each other where they really want what's best for the team first and then also what's best for each other as teammates and as friends. So I thought that was pretty cool and speaks to just what's going on this football team right now. I like using both of those guys. They're both tremendous football players. And, Kareem, it's great to see him get back on track, not only in the passing game like he was used last year, but also in the running game. And I think it's going to serve this team very well.
Andy, let me follow that up. Mary Kay, the sure. One thing, I enjoyed hearing what Kevin said on your question yesterday. I also think Nick and Kareem are both smart enough to look around the NFL and see the guys who are getting 290 to 310 carries a year, that they're not lasting a real long time. And they're getting beat up. And Nick was at the 300 mark basically last year. And if you can knock that down to about 240 for Nick, that could put 2 or 3 years on his career.
Yes. And, you know, the great thing about it is, and Stump Mitchell said this last week, and it really was, I thought, enlightening. And that is, you know what? When Nick gets the ball in his hands, he can go out there on that particular carry and leave every single thing out there because he knows if he needs a blow, he's going to get it. So these guys don't have to worry about saving anything for the next play, the next drive, the next quarter. They can, you know, they can leave it all out there, and it seems like they not only get stronger as the game goes on, but they get stronger as the rep goes on. I mean, they're getting so many yards after contact that it's really incredible to watch.
Mary Kay, you know, Jeff and I were talking before the show about, in particular, a little bit about your story today about Mack Wilson and his knee injury. And you know, he thought it was season ending, and then it became, you know, he thought it was karma for what happened with Nick Chubb. Do you believe in karma? I'm just curious.
You know what? I guess I do. I guess if you were to say what goes around comes around, I do have a belief in that to a certain degree. I don't think this was that by any stretch of the imagination at all. I mean, this was just a weird, fluky play. And I felt bad for Matt because I knew he felt that way. I talked to people. I knew how bad he was feeling about what happened with Nick. I know he was so excited to get the pads on. I mean, these guys had such a weird virtual offseason. The very first day they get the pads on, he was just overhyped. He was just too excited, too into it, too ready to hit someone. And he got out of control, and he admits that. And I thought that was really great. If you really dig into those quotes from Mack Wilson yesterday, he showed a lot of self-awareness and insight, into his own behavior in that situation. And I thought that was pretty cool. It showed a lot of maturity on his part. So I don't think that this was karma by any stretch, but I thought that his response and his reaction to it was very good.
I would agree with you on that. How about Cody Parkey? We have a kicker.
Well, you know what? I was worried heading into the season about Austin Seibert. I have just seen too many things go wrong with him. Even just going down to the stadium for that one scrimmage, and he was just kind of doinking it off the goalposts that day too, even though they were longer kicks. You know, I still had a concern about that whole situation. So, you know, good for Cody getting another chance, coming in here, having an opportunity to redeem himself. And so, yeah, it's you know, I think a change needed to happen. And I think the entire special teams has got to step it up. Special teams can't be a liability on this football team. They, you know, they can't be giving up the kinds of returns that they did in this past game. I think when you get some of these defenders back, that will also help special teams. Tavier going back and focusing primarily on special teams will help. But these guys need to take their game up.
Mary Kay, I know they touched on it during the game last week. I just thought I always like it when kind of a new name emerges or a new face for the Browns that you can go like, yeah, that's cool. Porter Gustin, I mean, looked really good against Cincinnati on a defense, again, that gave up 30 points. But there were points in the game where I don't know enough about this guy and what he can do and how he can help. What give me a long-term feeling on Porter Gustin and what he means to the team.
Well, we saw this in training camp early on, that he was really coming on strong in camp. And in fact, he's the reason that Chad Thomas is no longer here. Chad started out replacing Myles Garrett in the early part of camp. And then after a couple of days, they put Porter Gustin in there, and he had a really nice, solid and strong camp. And they ran a game on that play, and he executed it to perfection. He was a large, large part of making that play happen. I asked him about that yesterday. He derived some great satisfaction out of being part of that, even though Myles Garrett gets all the glory for that play. Porter Gustin had a huge hand in it. Good for him. They need guys like that to step up, especially because, once again, Olivier Vernon is injured. He's got an abdominal injury right now. You've also got Adrian Claiborne suffering a little bit with a hip injury, although I believe he will try to play. So you need guys like Porter to step up and make a difference.
You're looking at this team. You're looking at injuries galore around the NFL. If you're Andrew Berry, you're thinking about calling who to bring in here as a veteran free agent right now.
You know what? I'm not sure right now. I think they've exercised some patience, and knowing that they had 10 days between games, I think that they really were looking forward to getting some of their guys back, and they just didn't feel like they had to go out and sign a bunch of defensive guys, and they really tried to kind of stick with what they had. So, I just don't know right now if they're planning on doing anything like that. I mean, we know about Andrew that he will always look really, really hard to improve the roster. And, I would imagine that he'll try to make some trades before the trade deadline in November and try to get some things going. I didn't really answer about Odell before, so I want to back up on that.
Sure.
I was really glad to see that Baker and Odell connected on that because, once again, it's just vitally important for those two to feel good about their connection. Baker needs to have the confidence that he can complete those kind of passes with Odell. Odell needs to walk out of a game feeling good about himself so that we just can keep good vibes going, not we, so that they can keep good vibes going on the offense and build and have something to build on. It's going to be hard to get everybody fed on this offense, but those two connecting is a great sign.
Mary Kay, last question. Just your thoughts on this week's game, and do you like the Browns this week against Washington?
You know, I'm going to pick the Browns to win. I am going to pick the Browns to beat the Washington team this week because I do think that the defensive line can probably match up pretty well with their offensive line. Now they've got their three-time Pro Bowl guard on injured reserve, so he's not going to be in there. That's a break for the Browns. I think they can get to and rattle Dwayne Haskins. The thing to watch, of course, is Chase Young. A guy like that can wreck a game, and they're going to have to be careful that they don't let him do that. But other than that, I think that the Browns probably are stronger in most areas.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you. Mary Kay likes the Browns this week. Appreciate it. Mary Kay, make sure you read her every week or every day. Every week. Every day. We read you every week and every day, Mary Kay.
All the time.
In Cleveland.com and in the Plain Dealer as well. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Mary
to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.